Okay, Rabbi Zai, Parsha Shmini. Let's go through a quick summary of the Parsha. So, of course, we start with the eighth day, which Rashi teaches is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There actually is a sheet in the Gemara that it was the eighth day of Nisan. And that's why when none of you died, they were Tamei, and they could not be purified yet for the Korban Pesach. But anyway, Vayibra Yom HaShmini is the eighth day. It's the grand opening of the Mishkan. Eight Karbanos. Eight special karbanos, I'd say, were brought that day, besides the karban tamid and the karban of the nasi. Na'akshim min aminadav, eight karbanos were brought. Aaron had to bring an egel, which was lachatos, and he also had to bring an ayol, that was a karban oila. And then for Klal Yisrael, there were quite a few. There was an egel, a keves, a soyer, a shor, the ayil, and a karban mincha. So a whole bunch of karbanos for Klal Yisrael, and just two for Aaron. They go ahead and they perform all of these karbanos, and Aaron then actually does a tenufa. He finishes doing these karbanos, and he comes down from the mizbeach. He does a birchas kehan for Klal Yisrael, and the fire did not yet come down to consume any of the karbanos. Aaron HaKohen is all embarrassed. He says, "Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on here? All of this was for nothing. Where's the Shekhinah? Where's the fire?" They go back in, they daven, they come back out, they give a brach of Yinayam, and a fire comes down from the heavens and consumes the karbanos. Everyone goes crazy. They all sing praises, the Shevach Leida, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their mishtaf, and they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the future as well. And then comes the Maisa of Nadav and Avihu, one of the saddest stories in the Torah. Isaiah says somebody that sheds a tear for the death of Nadav and Avihu on Yom Kippur, he's guaranteed that his children will never die during his lifetime. Anyway, so Nadav and Avihu go in and they bring the Eish Zara, Lifnei Hashem, and the fire comes out and consumes them. Moshe Rabbeinu immediately tells Aaron, B'kroivai, Ekadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned for this already since Matan Torah, this was going to happen. I just didn't know who it was going to be. Then Moshe Rabbeinu tells their cousins, Eltzavan, Mishal, and Eltzavan to go in and take out Nadav and Avihu from their clothing. We learn from there that they didn't actually burn. Their bodies were not consumed. There was a fire that went through their nostrils and took out their neshamas, but their body and their clothing was perfectly intact. He then instructs Aaron, Akoyin, and Elazar ben Itamar not to practice any avelus. Don't grow your hair long. don't tear your clothing, and also don't leave the Mishkan for 7 days. Straight, like the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur for 7 days. They were not to leave for the next 7 days. No practicing of mourning whatsoever. Then comes the Parsha of Yayin, not to drink and serve in the Beis HaMikdash, not to drink and go into the Beis HaMikdash, not to drink and paskin lahayrais for a Pesach to give hayrah after drinking Revias. He then tells them instructions about the eating of the karbanos. He says, even though you guys are oinanim, and normally an oinan is not allowed to eat from kodshim, but this is a special time. It's the grand opening of the Mishkan, and therefore all of these special karbanos were supposed to be eaten. The one thing that did not get eaten, and that Aaron HaKohen on his own decided to burn, was the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh. Because the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh, Rashi explains, was really a permanent thing. It wasn't a special thing for the grand opening. It was Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is, and you bring a Sar Lachatos. That Sar Lachatos, which was a regular carbon of Rosh Chodesh, Aaron felt it should be burnt and not be eaten by Oinanim. He burnt it. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot this halacha, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayitav. At first he was upset, and then it was Vayitav Be'enav. He understood it was the right thing. After that comes the parsha of all the different animals that were allowed to nala. First the animals, then comes the fish, then comes the birds, then comes the dinim of the shrotzim and the arbe that you're allowed to eat, then the halachas of tuma with the carcasses of different types of animals. We go into tumas maga, tumas masa, and then kalim that is shalait and begadim and leather, sackcloth, klei cheres. We speak about the different types of ovens, that they have to be dismantled, to mazroyim, plants, and the fact that mayim that goes on to things are only going to bring tum upon them if it's kiyitan, kiyutan. We make the drush, it has to be that you're happy about water going to be makshel kabel tumah. And then we go into Kol Heilich Al Gachain, okay, which is the Chatzi of the Ois Yois of the Torah. We have an Issa D'Oraisa Bal Teshak too. Don't make yourself disgusting to all of these Tomei Digger, Shkotzim, Urmatzim, and the general din of Bal Teshak, so that we shouldn't make ourselves disgusting. Vizgadash, Vizgadishim, Kedoshim, Maim Rishonim, Maim Achroinim, to sanctify ourselves. And finally, the end of the parasha, I am Hashem, that was Mala Eschemi as Mitzrayim, and Rashi explains it was worth it to take you out of Mitzrayim just for this elevation to be above the Tumas, Shratzim, and all of the Macholois, Temeois. Let's begin the parasha itself. Shavehi Bayim Hashmini. Hashmini Karim Moshe, the Baal Turim says, Hashmini Karim Moshe is the gematria of Haya b'yoyim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So obviously he's siding with Rashi that it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The gematria of these words is that it took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But another thing the Baal HaTurim brings down is, why was it that it was Yom HaShmini? That was the grand opening, and that was the end of Moshe Rabbeinu serving at the Beis HaMikdash. That's it. He hands it over to Aaron HaKohen. Why was this the end? Says the Baal HaTurim, Omar Moshe, Lefisha Saravti Zayin Yomim Basne, because 7 days I refrained, I held back, I tried to wiggle my way out of taking Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, because for 7 days I refrained. That's why I was only Zaycha to serve for 7 days. Fek the Velt, 1 second. Was the seer of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem got upset at him. The serum that he was denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's request is looking something to be punished for, not something that he was rewarded for. What is going on? You see from here a very simple lesson, that sometimes the same thing that you're getting rewarded for, you could also get a patch. You could have a mixture, like Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. There's some good and some bad in everything we do. And Moshe Rabbeinu, on the one hand, Hashem got upset for his delaying for 7 days. Me'idah Gisa, the anivus, the humbleness, the Moshe Rabbeinu kept on saying, who me, give it over to Aaron. That was a zechus also for Moshe Rabbeinu. And it shows that Kosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous love and appreciation for anivus. Okay, it says Dabel Mnei's Karim Moshe La'aroim Ulevanov U Lezikne Yisrael. The Medrash Rabbah. I'll take it. Thank you. The Medrash Rabbah says Ulezikne Yisrael Klai Yisrael Al Nimshal La'if. We're compared to a bird. Ma'oif Zeh. It cannot fly without its wings. Af Bnei Yisrael. Einam yecholim lasois davar b'li hazakenim. As I said, the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu called this kenim, even though this kenim were in a vow, which I guess Rashi says was to show that this wasn't from me, this was from the Eibushter, I'm pointing Aaron HaKohen, so it was to advertise this. But the Medrash says, you can't do anything without the zakenim. You need the zakenim. You need the Chachma Yisrael along with whatever you're doing. A simple question. A bird can't do anything without its wings. A bird can't fly without its wings. So why does the Medrash say, Klai Yisrael einam yecholim lasois davar without the Chachamim? Lasois, we can do things, we just can't fly. Terence is very simple. I heard from, I think it was Joey Haber, that's his name. He spoke for, I think for Vayimoyin on Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm. He said, a gevaldige muscle with this eagle. That there was once a baby eagle that fell from its nest and landed with a couple of chickens. And it grew up thinking that it's a chicken. It grew up thinking it's a chicken. It's squawking and balking and fighting over some little corn pieces, and that's about it. And one day the mother eagle came and lifted it up on its wings and he's soaring over the mountains, mamish. It says, you know, you think you're so small, you think you're supposed to be walking around. Chickens generally don't fly much. Mm-hmm. They walk around. They peck and they walk around. Says, you're an eagle, you're not a chicken. Klai Yisrael, you're right. Maybe Klai Yisrael could walk. But you're not a bird. You're not a bird if you walk around. The mile of a bird is its wings. You're right, a bird could walk around a little bit. But the walking of a bird is not the inyan of a bird. Its birdliness is the fact that it flies. Same thing, Klai Yisrael, Father, we could do a lot of things. Rahman Aslan, unfortunately, they are conservative Jews, they are reformed Jews, they are non-religious Jews, that they do a lot of good things. They do a lot of good deeds, and they're nice, and they're careful, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. That's not the might of Klai Yisrael. We are made to soar. We are made to fly. We are made to reach great, tremendous, awesome heights. And for that, you need wings. And that's what it says. Klai Yisrael, inim yuchelam laseis dover. B'li hazikein, inim laseis dover. Everything else is inconsiderable. That's not the mylas Klai Yisrael. The fact that we're nice people. The mylas Klai Yisrael are the tremendous heights that we reach. And that's davka through our wings, through the ziknei Yisrael. Kara Moshe le'Aaron, Rabbeinu Ephraim brings down the Rosh Tevis. Kara Moshe le'Aaron is Kamach Malon, Kuf Mem Lamed. Kamach Malon, right? Kamach Malon are the Soifei Tevis of Kuf Yitzchak. Okay, Yitzchak. Moshe is Avram, is the last letter of Avram. And le'Aaron, the first letter Lamed, is the last letter of Yisrael. The Soifei Tevis of the Avais are the Rashi Tevis of these two words. Kuf, Mem, Lamed. Okay, it also is the Gematria of Nisan, 170. What's Pshat in this? I'm not sure what's Pshat. I just saw this Rabbeinu Ephraim. I was thinking to myself, this was such a tremendous thing. Moshe Rabbeinu could have, should have, would have been the Kohen Gadol. And here it's Kara Moshe L'Aaron. Aaron, it's time for you to take over. I'm handing over the Kahuna Gedayla to you. You know what kind of midas you need for that? That kind of midas can only come from Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu. It has to come with chesed. It has to come with gevura. And it has to come with Torah's emes. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this was Ratzon Hashem. This is what I got to do. Without the Soifei Tevis of the Avis, it's brought down that when a Gadol dies, when the Tzaddik dies, what does it say? It says the financial stuff go to his kid. He has a house, his kid's Yashin house. He has a position in Yeshiva, his kid's Yashin the position in Yeshiva. But the Mailois Haruchnias, the Midois that he achieved, that became part of him, doesn't necessarily go to his kids. Maybe it goes to the kids if you achieve the Maila and then he had kids. But assuming he achieved Milas Amidos way after he had his kids, that doesn't go to his kids. Who does it go to? Goes to whoever wants it. It's a free-for-all. You can get it. You can get it. The Milas of Midos is something that we could get from the Gedolei Ador when they are Nifter. They say about Rabbi Ruchim that he was Zeicha to who he became, because when the Altif and Kelm was Nifter, it said he sat the whole night B'chiyos Atzumos over the body of his Rebbe, the Alta Vigam. He only learned by the Alta Vigam for a short amount of time. But they said he was Zoicha to his greatness that night. He had such an agony and avelus that he was missing out on his Rebbe. He was kind of the Yerusha of the end of the Alta Vigam was the beginning of Rebbe Ruchim. The end of our Avis is all of our beginning. We have within our blood, Rachmanim, Goyim Lechasodim, Baishanim, this is built into our systems. You know what it took for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Kara Moshe L'Aaron? The Soifei Tevois of Yitzchak and Avraham and Yisrael. Let's go weiter. Zadavar! Do this, V'yera Aleichem Kavoid Hashem. All you got to do is do this, and the Kavoid Hashem is going to come and descend upon the Mishkan. What's the Ziyadov? It's like the Medrash. Oysa Yetzer Hara Harviru Milavavchem V'yera Aleichem Kavoid Hashem. That Yetzer Hara, remove, and the Kavoid Hashem is going to come. What Yetzer Hara? The Medrash doesn't say which Yetzer Hara. The Egel been there, done that. They got over that already, right? What's the Yitzhara? Zog the Meir Beis Sheva, Zog the Schwab. You know what the Yitzhara is talking about? The Yitzhara, which is so, so easy to get into a person when you're being even in the Mishkan. Azai Slavus, like another one of you had. We always say, Ahava Mikalkeles Es Ashura. The love is going to push you past certain lines that are supposed to be drawn. And you have to be careful that even when you have passion and love and attraction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are shuras. I'd like to suggest that the number of psukim in the parsha is Tzadi Aleph, Tzei, and Oivadia. I'd like to suggest that an Oivadia, someone that's an Ever Hashem, well, Oivadia is Gematria 91. But sometimes when you're an Eved Hashem, you get too harangaton, too caught up, and Chas V'Shalom, you come to do Averis. You're going to come and bring a korban after you drank some wine. You're going to come and bring an Eish Zorah L'fnei Hashem. You're not going to ask your friend. You're not going to ask your Rebbe. You're going to Mayer Halachim L'fnei Rabbi. All of these different things that Chazal bring up about Nadav and Avi, Rachman and Slan, they were Kedoshe, Kedoshe, Kedoshe Elgar. What was the one thing really, really that was wrong? Ahava Mekalkal Sashura, Zak the Mehim is Sheva. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was warning Klai Yisrael. You got to be careful. This is business. This is the palace of the king, and everything's orderly, and everything's systemized, and you step out of boundary, a Levi, right? Hasha'arim, a person has to charge to the gate, and you decide to sweep the floors. He's Chayim Misa. Everything, it's like in the army. It's got to be punklich, precise, orderly, and royal. And you step out of bounds, even out of love. Rachman Islam, that's what could happen. That's the Oisi Yitzhar of Zakhtub Shimon Schwab. Krav Elam Azmeach, Zag Rashi, Lefisha Yaharin Boish. Aaron was ashamed. He's bringing an eagle. Eagle is like traumatic for Aaron. The Ramban says, so the forward brings up the Ramban. The Ramban says, what's happened? Then he got traumatized from the eagle. So the Ramban, because he only had one Avera. When you only have one Avera, it's Shavisi Havera Lenegdi something. You're always remembering that one Avera. And the fact that now he had to bring an eagle. Eagle! You said the word eagle. It's like your knees turned to jelly. Oh my gosh, eagle! He was so embarrassed. He couldn't bring himself to do it. Oh, but the Ramban says a moyadig loshin. Zog the Ramban ki lekach nevkarta. Zog the Ramban hegas daitecho hageis daitecho biyushdikel abal gaiva. Now is not the time to feel crushed and humbled and broken from your avera. This is your mission. Move forward. Zog the Shlem of Olba. Shiflus and Anivus is a valduga important midah. But as soon as it's starting to make you diminish a drop less of your Avodah Hashem, if you don't think much of your davening, and the Mamela you're going to daven shorter, you don't think much of your davening, so you're going to show up a little late. What's my davening anyway? So I'll come late to davening. What's my davening anyway? I'll run out before the last Kaddish. If you're going to start thinking of yourself small, and that's going to start diminishing even a drop of your Avodah Hashem, it's time to work on gaiva, positive gaiva. No, every amen, every bracha, every word is so great and so important. My Avodah Hashem is tremendous. So you have to know when to use shiflus and when to use gaiva. Zog Rabban, hagez daitcha. You need a shtickle gas as a ruach right now to go ahead and do this mission. But Shlomo Volba says something on his own also. He says a beautiful part. He said, keep him to the smad on the palace of the season. Mar says, when a person is chosen for a mission, for a tafkid, he becomes a new person. Like we know, somebody that's a melech, kapar zavoinis. Chazin, kapar zavoinis. Keep him to the smad on the palace of the season, kapar zavoinis. So, Chris Levin, but why does he get a freebie of kapar zavoinis? He says, when you step up to the plate for your mission in life, it's a new hischadshus. It's a chaydish hazel lachem. It's a whole new beginning. And there is no past. It's not a step forward. It's a beria chadosha. You're a new person. Memela, you're starting off fresh and clean like today you're born. Memela, there's no past to look back onto. The Roshiva Zatzal said his vart, and I have to share it with you, even though I'm sure I've shared it to you in the past. What does it mean Aaron was embarrassed? He's not going to do Avodah? Aaron HaKohen is embarrassed, so he's not going to do the Avodah? What's that supposed to mean? You're embarrassed to wear tefillin, you don't wear tefillin? If you're embarrassed to wear a hat and jacket, you're not going to wear a jacket? Like, you do what you got to do. Well, maybe us, we get a little embarrassed, we're shy, we get scared. Aaron HaKohen was baish, and he needed Moshe Rabbeinu to draw him in? Zok Maron Zatzal, such a pshat, listen to this. Zok Maron. Aaron wasn't too embarrassed to do the Avodah. He held that side. For Aaron to do the Avodah, it's a mitzvah zaseh. How much do you have to give up for a mitzvah zaseh? Up to a chaymish, 20% of your assets. Zog Aaron HaKohen, I have an asset. You know what my asset is? It's called busha. I am ashamed. I'm embarrassed. I'm full of remorse over the egel. And if I would get up there now and bring an egel, it would be counteracting my busha. It will be ignoring the busha. It will make me lose my shame for the egel. And that's a lot more than a chaymish of your assets. That midah of busha is kaparas kol avoinos. A person is embarrassed. It says he's mechaber. You know what the midah of busha is? It's tremendous. I don't want to overcome my busha by going ahead and doing this. I'm giving up a world. So it wasn't that he couldn't do it because he was embarrassed. He said that it's more important to retain my busha and not do this mitzvah. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu says, Marhal, Zok Moshe Rabbeinu. That's true with a regular mitzvah. You have a mitzvah lulav, up to a chaymish. Tefillin, up to a chaymish. You name it, up to a chaymish. But when the mitzvah is your specific mission in life, it's ad kedei mesiras nefesh. You got to give everything up for it. What? Of course he did tshuva, but he wanted to always keep that in him. He wanted to always retain that feeling of embarrassment. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, your mission in life is more important. You have to give up everything, not a chaymish. If this is what you are here for, if this is your tafkid, you got to go. And you got to know what your tafkid is. You have a tafkid. You inspire so many people. You have a tafkid. Everybody's got a tafkid. For your tafkid, it's not so simple to figure it out. But for your tafkid, you got to give up everything for your tafkid. That's what the Rashiva said. Okay. It says the Aaron HaKohen comes, they do Birchas Kayanim, and Vayered he comes down from bringing the Karmat Chatas and the oil that he brought. The Gemara says, if he does Birchas Kayanim right after the Avodah, why? When we have, because there's a Shatz and Yavdif, we have Birchas Kayanim, our Birchas Kayanim is not right after Avodah. We wait till after Maidim. In fact, the Gemara says Megillah. Why do we wait till after Maidim? Shouldn't it be right after Ritzei, Isha Yisrael, that's Avodah? Then should be the Birchas Kayanim. We learn it from this pasuk. This is where we learn it from. Birchas Kayanim has to be after Avodah. Well, then let it be after Avodah. Why do we wait till after it says, Zog the Gemara, Zevach Toida Yichab Denoni. Zog the Gemara, Korban and Hoida are one. They're inseparable. A Korban, we think of Korbanis as feelings of negative, depressing, sad, guilty feelings. What? But that's what he was bringing, a Chatas V'Oila. You see, for me, that even in a chatas va'oila, where of course there was a sense of, once you're offering it, you should be filled with such a sense of thankfulness that Hashem is offering you the mechila. Lamazog, you know you wronged somebody terribly. A family member, a co-worker, you know you shamed them. You know, you really, 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 you're dying for the opportunity to be friends again. You're dying for the opportunity. So when you come and you offer your sacrifice, you bring them a gift or whatever it is, and they accept it, you are thankful. Maybe before you bring it, you're very contrite, right? You're humbled, contrite, and scared. What's his reaction going to be? But once you bring it and it's accepted, male haida, that he accepted the carbon, and now you can make friends again. That's the zeyach toida. Okay. B'nei Aroi, Nodav and Avihu, the pasuk says. Perik Yud, pasuk Aleph. It's a little bit out of order. Normally it would say, Vayikhu Nadav and Avihu b'nei Aharoi. Not Vayikhu b'nei Aharoi Nadav and Avihu. As I fact in the Tziv, the Hamikdavar, it's a stickle out of order. It says the Hamikdavar, this being Maramis to the fact that they did not consult each other, and they did not consult their parents, and they did not consult their Rabbeim. They were Moira Allah, b'fnei Rabbam, b'fnei Aviem. They did things on their own. Someone who is a shtik zun, you'd say, Vayikhu Nadav Aviyu B'nei Aaron. The fact that it says B'nei Aaron, pause, Nadav Aviyu shows that they are shtickle separated themselves. But he takes another step further. Listen to this. Pasuk says, each one brought machtasoi, Vayitnu Behein Eish, Vayasimu. It says, Aleho Akitayrus, fact that it's if. Why Aleho? It should say Alehem. They each brought a machta. Each of them brought their own machta. Vayitnu Behein Eish. And they put into each of their pans a coal of fire. Vayosimu. And they placed Aleha Keteres. It should be they placed upon them the Keteres. Zogden Netziv, very interesting Kiddush. This is on his own. I don't think he gets it from anywhere. He says, Adiyak from this pasuk, listen to this. The Gemara says one of the things they did wrong, besides for not asking advice on the parents, it says Lloyd not Lu Eitza Zemizeh. They didn't discuss it with each other. So he says like this. Nadav goes, I got a great idea. I'm doing the Ketores. He goes, he gets a pan, he gets a fire. Yeah, and he gets the Ketores. And he's going into the Mishkan. Meanwhile, Avihu, you know, he's on the other side, hiding behind the curtain. And he's going, he's got the pan, he's got the fire. And then the gods, they bump into each other. Hey, what you doing? I'm doing Ketores. What are you doing? I'm doing Ketores. Lamatan Sazamin. Zokten Etziv, one of them, took his Ketores and representing the other, the shlichus of the other, they both put the Ketores, because it was a shlichus, they both, Lashon Rabin, they both took the Ketores, but put it on one pan, on one ish. And that's how they brought it. And so, since they were both mitzaref to it, both of them ended up being consumed by the fire. As I said, it's important to consult each other, not bump into each other. Okay, weiter. Bikroivai, Akadesh was Bikroivai. Akadesh Moshe Rabbeinu said, I thought it was going to be me. I thought it was going to be me and you. And the Kosh Baruch, how is that a Nechama? It's a funny thing. People, Rahman Islam, we go to a base Avel, you know, and you talk about the Milas or the Nifter. Shouldn't that make a person feel worse? Especially when the guy was a buck, you know, Rosh Hamoretz, a terrible guy, this and that. That's a lechama, you know. It's good, he's gone. Look, that's a lechama. Nay, if you would tell that to somebody, even if the person would agree with you fully, they would be broken. Because deep down, we all understand that this life is temporary, and the biggest lechama is if the person fulfilled his mission. That's it. So to tell somebody, oh, it's good he died, he was such a terrible person, is the worst brach, it's the worst broken hearted thing to say. Whereas you tell a person he was so elevated, he was so holy, he was so kaddish, he was so great, he was so amazing, that's a consolation. Bekroivai, a kaddish is a consolation. Okay? Vayidoim Aroin, there's a Moritigal Medras that says, Vayidoim Aroin, this is the derech of tzadikim, shematzdikim aleim esadin, ki goinda. Omar Yaakov Avinu, Katainti Mikola Chasodim. Katainti Mikola Chasodim is a tzidduk hadin. Yaakov Avinu is saying, I've got a lot of bracha. Katainti Mikola Chasodim. He's thanking Yaakov Baruch Hu. Where's the tzidduk hadin? So I saw a board down from I think the Baal Shem Tov. He brings down a Zoyar. He says, a Zoy, Amol, you could have a king who's smiling. A little villager, and the villager comes in, the villager did something wrong to the king. And the king smiles at him and gives him a grin. And the villager says, well, look, the king loves me. And one of the advisors of the king, he understands that that smile is concealing the anger of the king. When a person has toivas oilam hazeh, a foolish person says, oh, look, I must be God's best friend. God loves me. Look at all these wonderful things happening. I must be a tzaddik. I must be great. I must be awesome. That's a fool. That's the little villager. A small-minded person. He's not thinking of the trillion-year investment of Olam Haba. And he's not thinking that maybe he's being oichel all of his schar b'olam hazeh. And a tzaddik is always worried. And when a good thing happens to a tzaddik, Avadi thanks Hashem. But there's always a chashash that he thinks, oy vey, maybe Hashem is paying me up for my mitzvahs down here because I'm a Rasha, and a Rasha gets paid up down here. A tzaddik is always worried, and he's matzdik halav esadim. When something good happens, he says, okay, if the Eibush is paying me for my mitzvahs down here, I accept. That's a tzidduk hadin of a tzaddik. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Mishalvel Tzavon. Frag of Chaim Kanievsky, why Mishalvel Tzavon b'nei Uziel doid Aaron? You were no closer relatives than that. Why them? Why Mishalvel Tzavon? He brings down a medrash that says doid Aaron means Rabbi Shal Aaron. Uziel was Aaron's Rebbe, I guess before Moshe. Uziel was Aaron's Rebbe. It was his uncle and his Rebbe. Zokim Chaim Kanievsky, and Bibal, we know that love is that Kolam Lama Ben Chaveri is Kilu Yolda. Memela, in a certain way, Moshe Rabbeinu was calling the Bnei Uziel, the Aaron. Uziel was like Aaron's father, which means that Mishalvel Tzafin were considered like Aaron's brothers. They were his closest kin that he's going to tell to take out Nadav and Avihu. Why does it say Bnei Aaron hanoisarim? Zakrib Shimon Schwab hanoisarim. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu says the Gzeir was supposed to be on all four of them, but Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Zakrib Shimon Schwab. One of the pshatim that says that Nadav and Avihu died because they didn't get married. Since one is not getting married, Chayiv Misa. Not getting married is Chayiv Misa. Okay, Einai Kari Adam. This Chayiv Misa. What? He was Chayiv Misa for that. It's a Chayiv Misa. Or there was no point to live. So, Chayiv Misa. It's a mitzvah say, whatever. Chayiv Misa. Anyway, Azoy Frakrib Shimon Schwab, not Chayiv Misa, but he says a beautiful part. He says, not Chayiv Misa, but the part is like Moshe Rabbeinu said. Be'etzem, all four of them were Chayiv Misa already from Maimon Har Sinai. Right? Vayoichlu, Vayishtu. They already Chayiv for this type of Aveira of coming too close, going too far from Maimon Har Sinai. But Moshe Rabbeinu davened. And Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas worked for the two married sons of Aaron. Because we know that when a person has friends, relatives, mishpacha, and Rachman Islan, his tzara, has a ripple effect on the people around him. And those people don't deserve to be an amana. Those children don't deserve to be a Simon. And that could protect the father's life. Even when Be'etzim, he on his own, would deserve to die. Zakt Rav Shimon Schwab, and Nadav and Avihu, they didn't marry. They were a shtickle on their own, and even amongst themselves, they didn't consult each other. They were very independent people. And because they were so independent, the mela, the gzeir that was on them, you know, couldn't be stopped by a ripple effect upon others. Unbelievable. Darosh, Darosh, Moises! Is that long of a sefer Torah? That one Darosh is supposed to be at the end of one line, and the second Darosh is at the beginning of the next line. Dr. Yagur Ruveni, you know why? It's coming to tell you, just when you think you're done darshaning, hey, it's time to move on to the next line and start darshaning all over again. It says the Vilna Goyim, towards the end of her life, he only learned Torah Shemiksav. He had already gotten all of Torah Shemalpeh, that now he went back to Chumash, and Chumash had all of Torah Shemalpeh in it. I was thinking about myself also with HaKadosh Zelochem. We say that the year is a life cycle. You keep on going, right, Nisan, I see the Lagol, we had a Gula. But I saw from the wolves and other people say the same idea. It's not a circle. You're going around in circles. You get dizzy. The sugar, we're not going around in circles. We're going around in a spiral. And if every time you hit that place of the year, Nisan, Pesach, Shavuos, Matan Torah, and the Sukkot, if Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, if every time during the year you do what you're supposed to be doing, you never go back to the same place. You're constantly elevating. So you're going to go back to the same point that the sun hits you and the Shefa and the influence and the Ruchnias hits you at the same point, but you're higher than you were last year. And you keep it, you're never at the same point. Darosh, Darosh, Megate Vaita, Megate Vaita. There's a Merdek Chassam Sofer. Listen to this. He says, we know in this week's parasha, we're lucky to have two halves, right? We have half of the Torah in the letters. We have half of the Torah in the words. Half of the Torah in the letters. Kol Hoylech Al Gachoin, whatever goes in swarms on his stomach. Yeah, his tummy, it's a sheretz, you can't eat it. Vav de Gachoin, the Vav of Gachoin, ooh, that's the center of the letter of the Oisius of the Torah. And Darosh, Darosh, it's a little bit funny that they're off. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if the same word would be the middle letter and also the middle word? No, it doesn't have to be that way. Listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. He says, before the Chet of Adam Arishoin, we know that the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, was the Torah was already written. But the Torah was written straight letters without being broken into gashmiyistic, sensible words. It was all soidois, neflaim, pnimius, achachma, oirois, infinite, infinite wisdom. Not broken into stories, what appears to the naked eye as stories. So at that point, the center of the Torah was the letters. But the Hoylech Al Gachah in the Nachash caused some problems. He was Gairim Chait. And when he was Gairim Chait, it was Magshim, the Torah, to put the Torah into sensible, materialistic, physical words. And once it was put into physical words, there was another different center point of the Torah. And that's Darosh, Darosh. Because the way to get to the panemius of the Torah now is davka and only through darshaning and darshaning. And that's the Chatzi Oisis. I saw another beautiful part on the Vav from the Be'er Moshe. We're going to have to go. But the Be'er Moshe says, what's Pshat? It says Vav the Gokin is the middle Ois of the Torah. But it also says it's a Vav Rabasi. It says a beautiful word. The Zohar says that when the Nachash got Adam to sin, the Nachash originally had 2 feet. Nachash Baruch Hu took away the 2 feet. The Zohar says that when Yidden don't give money to support Torah, they give money to support Atzala, Chazer, Achnazes, Archim, Chaveirim, Shoyim. It's all nice. It's all wonderful. But if they're taking away money from Tamchin de Oraisa, it gives back Tamchin de Nachash. It gives back the legs to the Sitra Akba, to the Satan, to the Nachash. It gives him legs. What takes away his legs? When you channel your money to be Toimech Torah. When you are a Vav HaChibur, between the two halves of the Torah, there's the Amin Dizmal, there's the Maiminim, there's the Masmilim, there's the Loim De Torah, and there's the Sakha Zabulim. When you make a Vav HaChibur, Rabasi, when you make a very strong Chibur, with the Yisachar Zavulans, then it keeps the Nachash al Gachin. It keeps him on his stomach. And he doesn't have legs to fight against you. That's the way to knock him down. But he says it's got to be a Vav Rabasi. It's got to be a very strong connection, a real support. Then Taka, you have it. As I zakt the Be'er Moshe. There's a lot more to say, but I think we're going to have to go.